Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Playing used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent the hit. But the timing show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame. And never take no wooden nickels when they all change.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems.
And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
they say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the tech nine and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with some trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunt.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.
But don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head. And then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him.
Yes, sir.
This is American justice.
Yes, sir. That's right.
This is American democracy.
Yes, sir.
And those of you who are familiar with it,
yes,
know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Right, right.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
Right.
But if you can't prove that a democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your hands on me.
Don't put your hands on me. Welcome to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. It is Monday, 7 p.m. Central Time. And as you all know, this is when I do my contribution to society, or what is left of this so-called society. Like Malcolm said, democracy here is nothing more than hypocrisy. want to take the time out to, like I say, welcome everyone who is taking the time to call in, listen. Welcome everyone who is listening online. If you are listening online and would like to call in to be part of this, what I am going to say will be kind of angering conversation for some. Some will understand and realize the truth in the message. But if you'd like to call in, that call-in number is 914-205-5538. Again, that is 914-205-5538. Call in and listen. You can call in if you would like to comment, get in on the discussion. You can press the 1 and I can, I'll see you in the queue and I can bring you into the conversation. Like I say, you can come in, you can make a comment, just agree or not agree. You know, I think that we should be able to respectfully disagree if there is a disagreement. You know, so many times we will, you know, take a disagreement and turn it into a whole nother saga of drama that is not even necessary. So, once again, that call-in number is 914-205-5538. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. Before I get started, let me thank all my overseas listeners. Let me thank those listeners on Activate Radio, activatemedia.org out of Boston, Massachusetts, where this show replays on Fridays. Thanks once again, Brother Patrick Wilson, for bringing me on board there. And let me shout out my boy, my little bruh, Throw Boy Mike, for the theme song. I like to do that from every few weeks just to let him know, you know, hey, thanks for the theme song. It's perfect. It fits and just, you know, appreciative of that as well. Tonight, this is going to be, I feel like, really a controversial one, because I'm just shaking my damn head at America right now. The more I watch the hypocrisy, and that's why I played the clip with Brother Malcolm in the beginning after the theme music, because that speech is still so relevant to this very day, how hypocritical America is and the shit that America does but will try to keep others from doing. You know, will spank others for doing what they need they ass whooped for doing, in other words. Yeah, and the more I watch the hypocrisy, the more disdain I have. Damn America. Let's talk the crumbling of a society that was never great. And when I say never great, you know, Donald Trump and his fool minions on this Make America Great Again, when, you know, we can all read through the lines. We know that that means let's make America white again. You know, nobody's that stupid, except maybe those saying that slogan. Like I was saying, you know, America ain't never been great, ain't gonna never be great, because America refuses on a consistent basis to acknowledge where it has been wrong. You know, if you let certain people tell the story of this failed society, because, yes, America, like I say, a society that was never great, stole everything that it ever had, made others build what they wanted and were too lazy to build. You know, so this Make America Great Again bullshit that Donald Trump keeps putting in the forefront every opportunity he gets, I think it's just time to check that shit at the door with your hat and your coat. And Donald Trump, you know, let me just, while I'm, you know, on that jackass, let me just stay on that jackass for a minute. Because anybody that, and this is all my opinion, what I'm about to say, you know, nobody that I, in the organization that I know of feels this way. If they do, you know, more power to them. And I wish more would feel this way, because Donald Trump is a threat. Not only to me and you, black woman, black man, not only to me and you and I and our children, but the reason he is dangerous to us is because of the people that he is stirring up. See, Donald Trump continues to shit and play in it. And it's one thing about when you shit and play in it, you're bound to get it all over you. So Donald Trump will get his just desserts, in other words. He will get exactly what he deserves. And, you know, all the mayhem and death and destruction, the blood that is on this jackass's hand is astounding, to say the least. And what's more aggravating to me is the ability for him, with the white privilege, to be able to dodge the bullet continuously. Because just understand this, you know, think, you know, use your own knowledge and common sense for a change, and stop just, you know, going along to get along and going with the flow. You know, being part of the average norm. Because the average norm is something I would no longer even want to be included in, because the average norm is ignorant, to say the least. Because most of us choose to follow those who will take us down a road of prosperity instead of prosperity. And when I say disparity, I'm talking about you Trump lovers. Right now, I'm talking directly to Donald Trump, if his ears hear it, and those that love Donald Trump. Because just like Joe, see, I don't discriminate at all. Just like Joe ain't shit, just like Joe ain't shit, neither is Donald, you know. And what makes Donald Trump the worst of the worst is the shit that he's pulling and probably will pull. in the upcoming weeks. Because I've said this once before. It's been a while back. But Donald Trump is the epitome of white supremacy. He is the epitome of what America used to be. See, because those who claim to have built America is a lazy bunch of bastards who claim the work of others. You know, worked others from dusk till dawn while they conveniently sat on their porches sipping cool iced tea all day and, you know, and hoarding the niggas. I often think about that mentality, of not being superior, because nothing about the Caucasian man is superior, period. His DNA is inferior. His organs are not as superior as ours. They don't match up, period. They don't match up. They keep us and kept us from their society because they knew our ability. And yet and still today, we don't recognize our own ability, which is aggravating as well. But you take a person like Donald Trump, like I say, who is the epitome of, to me, white supremacy. You know, he is what white supremacy is all about. All white supremacy needed was a damn cheerleader, and Donald Trump is fool enough and ignorant enough to play the jackass and be the leader and do the dumb shit that he's doing even till this day. And he's still holding these rallies. And I'm going to tell y'all, I never, in my hometown, and then there used to be Klan rallies. And I never, you know, you're never at one, never, at least people that look like me have never saw one live and in person, you know. But they used to have them in my hometown right up on the square. You know, that's no lie. Pro Boy Mike mentions that in the theme song. And he grew up in the same town I did, yeah. So that's truth, you know. Nothing like I say that I saw with my own eyes, because we knew better to not get close or go around or try to get a look or whatever. But society, see, and that's what's wrong with America. America will never be great. Donald Trump can sing that song all he wants, and them ignorant jackasses, them Trumpers, my new word for racist, but these Trumpers are going to go right down in gasoline draws with this jackass. And like I was saying, you know, why is it that this long process has to take place? You know, if Donald Trump had not said the things he said, done the things that he did, January 6th would never have taken place. He planned a rally, and these rallies, to me, and this is just my thought, like I say, I don't know. I've never seen one live and in person, all just on TV. And wouldn't give a damn about seeing one live and in person. But these rallies that Donald Trump continues to have and is allowed to continue to have, because something could be done about these rallies. And to me, these rallies have me in the mindset of what a Klan rally would have looked like, or would look like, does look like, because the Klan is still around. America will burn, bomb, and kill, and maim, and do all of that, jail and prison, and all of that to any black man or black woman that tries to empower himself, herself, themselves, and all of those under that umbrella. See, and that's what we, you know, I'm going to get into that too, but, yeah, Donald Trump is just a waste of time. We don't need a January 6th hearing committee to see and know that this jackass caused it at. Just like now, he's still having these rallies, still hyping up and supporting these people who support, bow down, and worship him. Because Donald Trump is no different than anybody else. And the crazy thing to me, for real, is I can remember years ago he did an interview. And in this interview, he said if he ever was to run for president, he would run as a Republican, because the Republicans were not smart. And that's exactly what he has done, and more or less become a cult of personality for those white racists who are looking for their savior. And that's how they are treating Donald Trump, as if he is their savior, and what, as if what he is doing is the right thing to do. You know, nothing he does is the right thing to do. That's just the jackass he is. But nobody has the heart to tell him. Nobody has the testicle fortitude to check Donald Trump, but a man. He doesn't have all the money that he claims to have. You know, if I had all that money, I wouldn't hesitate to show my taxes. But Donald Trump, like I say, is just a pot stirrer. He likes to play in shit. He likes to kick up shit. But then, just like most bullies, arrogant, egotistical, narcissistic people who put on such good facades that people follow him, believe in him, and go on his every word, like on January 6th, instead of him doing what was right. What was this jackass doing sitting there watching it on the news, hoping that they got Mike Pence? You know, just like now, you know, they have raided his raggedy-ass beach home and gotten documents, so they're saying, that were past top secret classified, and claims that he had declassified them. Nonetheless, he has them, so they say. We will find out as it progresses. But kind of jackass he is. And then, like I say, these people who support him, who are now, because he has now put a hit out on the FBI, on law enforcement, but same time, that's the same jackass that was trying to sick the police on people like dogs. Went at that police organization meeting that he spoke at and told the police they don't have to handle them so soft. They don't have to not bump their heads, you know, and so, you know, all that slick shit he was saying, that police actually have been practicing. And since he said it, practice it even more, you know, just the whole hypocrisy of that man. Like I say, he's the epitome of white supremacy. Dumb as fuck. Yes, I said it. Dumb as ain't got more sense than the Most High gave an ant. That's Donald Trump's thinking capacity. He's, like I say, self-centered. He doesn't give a damn about none of these rallies that he's going to. He just likes to hear people call his name. And he likes to know that he still has that base, as ignorant as it is. And that base is the most ignorantest thing that, I mean, like I say, I mean, the epitome of white supremacy is Donald Trump and those who follow him. Because that's what America used to be, dumb and ignorant. Ran strictly by dumb and ignorant people like Donald Trump and those that follow him. People like them McMichaels and that Roddy Bryant. Them kind of people. You know, like them Proud Boys and like, you know, all these other white nationalist organizations that are steadily growing. And a lot of that has to do with the rhetoric of Donald Trump. And like I say, now you have FBI agents and law enforcement agents whose, you know, lives now are in jeopardy, because we have saw when Donald Trump says jump, they jump. And the crazy thing is that his base is growing. And what's even crazier and scary at the same time is this jackass could actually be back in the White House again, unless this raggedy, ratchet ass hypocritical system doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And what is taking so long? And they keep on messing with them and messing with them and all of this shit that they're doing that never amounts to a hill of damn beans, never amounts to anything. And it's just to me, just a damn horse and pony show, because like I've always said, and it ain't going to never change, is I don't give a damn about no Democrat or Republican. I don't give a damn about Joe Biden either, him nor in hiding ass Harris, because now you don't even see these motherfuckers. Excuse my French, but you don't even see these people now. You know that the shit has hit the fan. Inhine Harris won't come out. Old Chucks and Pearls is gone. You know, she don't even mess with her like that. She like that Pacific Islander side more than she likes her black ethnic side. You know, we all know she's always been a team player. She has always been detrimental to black people, black males especially during her stint as Attorney General out in California, her record for herself. And we all know about Ain't Shit Joe, because he ain't shit either. You know, and this is what we've got to realize and understand about this system. It ain't never been great. This system had the most brutal slavery ever. You know, I sometimes sit and think about how humiliating it had to be for our ancestors to be bought and sold, to watch cows, horses, pigs, sheep, and all other livestock be bought and sold just like me. Our ancestors were the shit. Our ancestors were resilient. Our ancestors made it possible for us to be here today. Honor my ancestors for that, for their sacrifices in order for me to be here today now, to speak for them and be fearless in that. Because we need more of this, and our children need to see more of us being vocal and more of us doing the right thing that this goddamn system is never going to do. This is the most hypocritical society ever built. This Christian, so-called Christian society that they don't even adhere to. Oh, yeah, they don't adhere to Christianity. Devils ain't got no damn religion. And they didn't have one until they stole ours and made it work for them just like they do everything else, just like they did this goddamn America. That ain't never been great. It ain't gonna never be great. It ain't great now either. People are out here hurting, seriously hurting, debating on whether I should buy groceries or keep my lights on or keep my water on or keep my lights on or just having life to make life-changing decisions just to accommodate to buy gas to get back and forth to work. This system, if you pay attention, this goddamn system works to break its citizens. This system does nothing to help the citizens, the people. This country is about this country. Country is about those who believe in its inception and who believes in the way of the white supremacist and who adheres to the way of white supremacy. That's what this system respects. And that's why I do what I do, because I want us to realize that we are not part of America's long-term agenda, but we are the long-term people. Understand what I just said. See, we are that. See, we're going to be here long after they're gone. Our children's 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 children will still be here long after white America has diminished. And if you didn't know that it was coming, it's coming. And not at our doing. We just are going to be tools. And there's a job to be done. There is a cleansing to be done. You know, everything that this system, this America has said about us, it is. It is the rapist. It is the pedophile. It is the thief. It is the robber. You know, it's the taker. It's the animal. It's the beast. But it has given us their identity. And everybody perceives us as who they truly are. And still to this day, let you know that's who they are. Yeah, this hypocritical ass America that never has felt the need to apologize for its wrongs. And then you wonder why a society, look at how it's crumbling day by day. You can never think in your logical mind that you can consistently do wrong by everybody as a leader and think that you're going to continue to stay on top. And what is happening now, there is an unraveling of a society that ain't never been great. Stop believing the hype. Ain't nothing great about this goddamn America. And it's time that we realize that, especially us as a collective, that we realize America ain't great and it'll never be great until we make it great. It won't be great until there is a redistribution of power and ownership. Because, see, white supremacy don't give a damn about nothing but white supremacy. And this whole government is built on the white supremacist mindset, laws, statutes, legislation. That's what this country is built on and still stands on till this day. Just pay attention. Look around. We dying every day. Every day we're dying out here. And I'm not saying that no other race is being handled by the police, but I'm not worried about all the other races because, see, we ain't got no allies. Nobody is on our team trying to help better our condition in this goddamn America. Nobody wants our ass whooping. And mind you, it may not be, and it is not a physical ass whooping, but nonetheless, it is still a whooping that nobody wants part of in this goddamn America, in this hypocritical ass society that really ain't about shit, and just like I said earlier, ain't great then, now, or future, and will never be great until ownership is taken and redistribution of power. See, because America's time is up. It's the roosters. Your roosters are coming home, and you can't even house them. You know, a country, like I said, if a country is built on violence, what do you think that country is going to perpetrate on a consistent basis? What is that country going to birth? Violence. Violence. And just like I said, they have given us their identity. We're not the violent beast that they are. And it starts from the White House, and it works its way all the way down to these little goddamn courthouses in every one of these little goddamn cities in this goddamn America. So that's what I'm on. I don't care who don't like it. I'm feeling different as each day passes. I grow more and more upset because nothing changes, and what's even more so disheartening is nothing's going to fucking change. Excuse my French. But nothing's going to change. This never been great ass America is going to stay the same America that it's been since they bought us here, since they stole it. Yeah, ain't nothing great about this country. Nothing. And then, like I say, this country has never even thought about, pondered the idea of righting the most tragic wrong that they have ever done. And that's how they treated us and our ancestors. And truth be told, how they still treat us. See, and I'm going to be a voice as long as I got a voice. Because ain't no time to be scared. And why would you be scared of a punk-ass bully anyway? That's all America is. America ain't shit. Joe Biden ain't shit. Kamala Harris ain't shit. Donald Trump and his minions ain't shit. We need to focus on building our power base and making it work, putting the right kind of effort in it, damn it. And stop half-assing and bullshitting about what we really need to be out here doing. A lot of us act like we don't know what we need to be doing and like we ain't living this black experience in this goddamn America. The most hypocritical society on the face of the earth. Who will condemn others for the same shit they've done over and over and over and over again. So, yeah, that's really what I'm talking about on this conversation tonight, because it's no longer a joke to me how we're treated out here, how we're dying out here, our young men, our young women dying out here. And then these punk-ass cops continuously getting away with these murders, with these executions, because that's what they are, lynchings, without the rope. And then how this goddamn system doesn't do anything to make that situation better. They haven't even thought about, considered passing the George Floyd anti-policing bill, but they come with this 67-year-old bullshit signing of the anti-lynching bill that all these boule bougie ass niggas, house niggas, stood around and applauded like that was something. And I'm just like I've been telling y'all, that ain't done shit for us. That shit is 67 years old, needed to have been updated, and the George Floyd anti-policing law is what needs to be made legislation. Because that anti-lynching bill that was signed by Ain't Shit Joe is detrimental, just as detrimental to us now if we commit a crime against each other. And that's where they're going to use it. As a hate crime, we could get charged with a hate crime against our own people. That's why, yeah, that bill ain't shit. And I don't know what made everybody so happy about that Ain't Shit Joe signing it. Because that ain't shit. That shit he done. That's why I say he ain't shit. Because the shit he doing ain't bad shit. You know, I wish he'd just stay on his damn legs and keep his ass off a bicycle. But anyway, I'm just saying, this system ain't great. Ain't Republican or Democrat, fucking wings on the same bird. And no matter which one of them administrations are in that White House, ain't going to do shit for us. Believe that. Know that. They are not going to do nothing, a damn thing, for us without being inclusive of others. It's the only way we get something. We don't ever get anything just, you know, anything that is for us is for minorities, which includes, you know, several different groups of people. And that's why I say we need to be focusing on us. We need to be focusing on, like I said, damn all the other bullshit rhetoric that we be hollering, and the movement need to be black first, period, point blank, black first. Ain't nothing wrong with us thinking black first. Ain't nothing wrong with us empowering those behind us. See, because these are the things that I be trying to explain. If our children and grandchildren see us doing prosperous things, they'll do prosperous things, whether it be financially, mentally, or whatever aspect of life. It will. If they see us prospering, they will prosper. They mimic and imitate and emulate everything that they see and that they are around. And what they need to be around now are people who are working in a righteous manner, period, point blank, black first. Put all that old LGBTQ shit all to the side, all that religious shit to the side, because that ain't got nothing to do with why this country doesn't respect us. And why this country doesn't respect us is because they know we going to stay on that fool shit. We going to stay on that self-divisive bullshit like religion, orientations, and all that other shit instead of just being about black first. Damn, what's so hard to understand about that? And that the system don't give a damn about us and going to keep shitting on us because they know we won't organize. Because they know we won't bring our bodies and minds together to do what's best for us. We'll stay dependent on that monkey-ass system, which ain't never done nothing for us, to give us something. What the hell do you expect something or somebody to give you that ain't never gave you nothing but hard fucking times, disrespect, treatment, doing any and everything it can to keep you from simply functioning and living a normal life? And some of us still want to pledge allegiance to the funky ass flag and sing they funky ass national anthem. How in the hell do you sing they funky ass national anthem and pledge an allegiance to they goddamn flag, and it ain't never done shit for you but oppressed you? It ain't never done shit for you but called you a nigga and made sure that they tried to keep you in that nigger position. And I guess some of us love that nigger position. And as long as we can wake up and be able to do the same little simple shit that we do every day, we happy with that. I'm disgusted with it. straight up disgusted with it. And goddamn America. I've said it several times on this show, and I'm going to probably say it a few more times, because I'm loving watching the chickens come home to roost. Because, see, like I say, how do you think that you're going to be the best, the greatest, and you don't do great shit, you don't treat people great, you don't do nothing great. So what the fuck makes America great? Nothing. It ain't nothing that these Donald Trump loving white racist supremacists gonna do to make it great either. They looking to rewind the hands of time and take things back to a day when you had to get off of the sidewalk. Fuck they sidewalk. And yeah, fuck them too. Donald Trump and all them chompers. Excuse my French. But tonight America has ran me hot. And then I'm watching them play with this jackass, Donald Trump. They don't play with us like that. If Donald Trump had been a Barack Obama, he'd be in jail. Yeah, they'd impeach him that first go-round. Yeah, no way they'd have let that nigga get away with what they letting this jackass get away with. So, yeah, I'm just a little disgusted. Nobody, not everybody will understand how I feel, because not everybody lives this experience. You know, and now it's really getting to a point where people should really be waking up, because this American experience is about to be no good for nobody except those who got a lot of money. If you ain't got a lot of money, you ain't shit. Let me say that again. If you don't have a lot of money, you ain't shit. And I've said this before. Poor white people and poor newly poor white people, hey, we ain't got no problem with y'all. Just don't be on that Trump shit. But you better try to change your mind and change your attitude. Because the struggle is real, and not everybody is built for the struggle, and not everybody's going to truly survive the true struggle. See, this shit y'all talking about on that white supremacist level ain't shit on the real struggle that's going to come. And then out of that struggle, the new power will be established. Because America ain't great now. It ain't never been great. It ain't going to never be great, like I say, until the power has been, first of all, this power structure gone. And then the rebuilding of a new and improved power structure. Oh, I want to say I got a... So that's what I'm on tonight. I'm just a little upset. I'm finna open up your mic. I see I wasn't even looking at the board. I apologize. I hope you ain't been waiting long, but I see you 5396. Yeah, so I'm just, you know, tired of this hypocritical facade that America keeps playing. And the non-concern for the people. And right now, people are hurting. And this system doesn't give a damn about how bad the people are hurting. So I'm going, brother, 5396, your mic is open.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Oh, sister, I'm sorry. I ain't got my glasses on. I'm sorry. I thought that was a different number. I'm good. How you doing, sister?
Doing good. Just trying to listen in and peep in and see what's going on. last thing I was listening to you say is talking about how this nation doesn't care about the people. It never has. And the facade that lower class and middle class white people think is it cares about them too. But that goes back to the slave era when, you know, the millionaires from who were profiting off the slaves, they knew what they were doing. You know, in order to keep the peace between them and the poverty-stricken white people, they made sure to try to put them in a place to feel like they were above, you know what I mean, above the black people, simply to make right. their life easy. I was reading something on it one time before, and it was just talking about how this has always been a classist nation first and a racist nation after, because they had to keep the white folk in order, too, just as they had to keep the Negro in order. And the only way they can keep them is order they have some type of power, some type of assertion in life. And being you have not a pot to pee in and nothing to throw it out of, but
right.
you feel like you better than these person simply because your complexion is pale. And that's always been something that I thought was hilarious. It's like it shows you just how unintelligent Neanderthal descendant really is. You know what I mean? It's like you've been allowing them
right.
to do all this time. Even in the midst of your struggle, you feel like, well, at least I got my whiteness. Like,
yeah, right,
and
right.
And it just tickles me. You know what I mean? It's just like, man, the delusion that you face. But one thing, like I said, I'm all about that. I miss the good old days. You know, when life was a little simpler for me in my life. Now I'm starting to really appreciate the, hey, little Chihuahua, you about to get run over. I'm really starting to appreciate the modern technology because so much information is being swapped amongst each other, amongst our people. It's so funny because you have the white people who are curious, so they got to look and see and try to, you know what I mean? And then you have the white people that don't want to hear it at all because it's going to force them to look at them like how everybody has an issue with this whole CTR and even talking about
yeah.
history alone, you know what I mean? I was saying,
mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know if I said this on the last show or not, but I was having a discussion about New Year's Day and what it represented for black people during the slave era. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
The number of white people got so in their feelings about that. You're spreading hate. You're okay with the history that's being the whitewashed history that's being taught to our children throughout the school system, but when I share some history that's not written there, it's spreading hate. No, you're scared. It fears
yeah.
you. It's going to force you to look at you and the people you come from and have to reevaluate everything
mm-hmm.
you think you know about y'all. Nothing all you really know is just it makes white people uncomfortable to have to visit that place. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
You're right.
But it makes them so uncomfortable to the point that they get downright mad. And at my feelings, I could never be hurt by a white person calling me racist. Okay, and call me what you want. At the end of the day, this is the truth of the matter, and you either accept it or you don't.
Exactly.
It's just a lot. It was important for y'all to try to teach us what you wanted us to know about history. No, it's important for us to know it all. You know what I'm saying? And so,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like I say, it's just, people always say this broken system is not nowhere near broken. This is what it was designed to do. And, like, we're foolish enough to know. We always knew it wasn't right. You know what I mean? We've always known.
Mm-hmm.
It's them who can't look at it and say, okay, this isn't wrong. Because, like you said, it has not been affecting you. Not like talking about it, not till now. It's always
right.
You
right.
have one piece of sense of security because, well, I'm white. If nothing else, I have that. Nowadays, it's getting to
yeah.
the point that that's not even enough.
Exactly.
So,
and you said when you said that, I was like, yeah, that. And that's really some of their mentality. You know, hey, I'm white. I'm good. You know,
right.
And really, yeah, that's not really the case. You know.
Right.
Yeah, real good point. Because, yeah, these folk are, they're definitely out of hand. And then, like I say, this system as a whole is not for the people. And I'm concerned because we need to really start being more about each other. And I had my grandson this past weekend. And just watching him run around and do what he does, you know, I want him to still be able to have that same type of free spirit. But this system
right.
will will cage the mind, you know, and then cage the body. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really wanting to just do my part in making their lives better. And then, like I say, allowing them to be able to live the lives that they want and not what a system, you know, or society deems as a prosperous life or whatever. Because like I said earlier, you know, this system, ain't nothing righteous about this system. It claims Christianity, but then it doesn't even adhere to it. You know, how in the hell do you claim to be a righteous damn people, but you beating the shit out of people, you selling people, raping people, and, you know, doing the most horrible things you can do to people, but you putting that on y'all God. And that's why I say we need to leave their Christianity as well and stop teaching our children that their Christianity is our religion, because it's not. You know, this, and that's just important. Like you say, they can't stand the truth, you know, to come out. Because I'm like, hell, if my people was that kind of damn devil, I don't think I'd want to be associated with it either. And I wouldn't want many people to know it, but it's, you know, too late. Right. I mean, they act like now is like the day of reckoning, and nobody knew how evil and devilish their ancestors were. Everybody already knew that.
I was about to say,
it's just a lot of the, nothing at all, sister. And then too, it's like, you know, as like I say, we already knew who they were, and why we keep thinking that they're going to change and make things fair, equal, just, is beyond me. And why we keep participating in their system is beyond me. Like, I'm like, why do niggas keep paying taxes and doing things that are non-beneficial to us? Because that tax money that we paying, they giving it to the to them Ukrainians and them Afghanistan people right now. That's where our tax money going. But when we talk about reparations for the atrocities that they done to us and our ancestors and are still perpetrating on us, ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. But they want to tax us like everybody else, but they don't treat us like everybody else. And that just goes to that saying and that law, taxation without representation. You know, and there's so many things that we, like I say, need to start realizing and understanding that we can start withdrawing from this system that will make this system either shit or get off the pot. And money will make this system go round.
Right. Right about it.
Yeah, and we can take that money and invest it in our future, our youth, and in our communities, and, you know, build our stuff, you know, as opposed to, you know, because regardless of us physically building it, we're still building it because we're still contributing our funds to the same monster that ain't never changed his mask, you know. So yeah, you know, I don't, you know,
I get, like, people don't understand, or none people of color don't understand, you know, they don't understand, well, why do black people still gripe, or why? Because we get an inch. You would think over 400 years we've got a couple inches, but there's no systematic racism. Yes, there is, just because it's not on paperwork. I say, anytime you can go into a neighborhood or call somewhere and you know, call, if you're in a neighborhood and you appraise a house. I had a, I was watching something one time before. The black lady had her white friend have the house appraised, and then she turned around a couple weeks later and had the house appraised, husband together, and they got a totally different price. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Don't tell.
Just
because on paperwork it says, okay, hey, civil rights, you know, but I don't want to hear none of that. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist, and I get, like I said, it bothers me because I'm not sure if you really in your mind believe this, or if you just want to deflect from the truth. Like, since, the right of the government is bun, like, you know, that I don't understand it. don't know. Like I said, this we play into it. But, like I said, I don't know when and how, but some type of way, nothing is really going. Nothing is going to change past us as a people actually doing something about it. That's one thing I always admired about foreign nations is you will see them on the news in a heartbeat going to bat with their government. They could care less about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They'll get up.
That's something I always admired about them. They don't care, but we don't. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's about doing what's right, you know. And the thing about we can have that same kind of power if we, you know, come together and stay together. You know what I mean?
Right.
We'll come together for, you know, the situation, the tragic incidents that happened. We come together on that, and, you know, we still not getting justice, you know, in a lot of these cases. Just like the shit they just, you know, now are getting ready to federally indict the punk-ass cops that killed Breonna Taylor. You know, that shit.
Right.
That shouldn't take a year. Just like right now, like I was talking about in the beginning of the show. You know, all this, have you been keeping up with the Donald Trump shit? And that's why I was really on his ass. But, you know, just the shit
really
that he is doing.
Because I hadn't heard anything about, I hadn't heard anything about them say he's locked up. So I hadn't really been, I'm like, when I hear that, then I'm
right.
not paying attention to. Right now, it's just a crap.
Right.
It's just a circus.
Right, right. My point, exactly, because it's just like, you know, what can he do to get locked up? It's like he's doing shit that'll get the average person life in jail, you know, life imprisonment.
Right.
And he's, you know, like I say it, because it's just, to me, logical and common sense that, yeah, he's responsible for January 6th. He told them people to come there. Then he told them to go to the White House. And
right.
he hyped them up with that rhetoric. And then those who were talking after him and before him were hyping them up with that rhetoric, you know. And that's the dangerous thing about his base. They ignorant and they followers. And,
right.
you know, they're going to do what he says. And now he, you know, put out a word about attacking FBI agents and police departments. So I'm just thinking to myself, you know, what can he do to get to jail?
And really with that, I hope they do. You know, I'm with you on that, Trump. But this is what I'm saying. Now, he has the mind, and they'll most likely move on that for him. And that takes me back to us.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Something happened within our community with one of our youth or, you know, one of our people, period. And it makes me so mad, and I get put out that, okay, on any given day, I could pick up a paper and see where y'all done went head-to-head with each other and took somebody like the other one of you sitting in prison for the written 20 years to life. But when something like that happens, when it comes to authorities taking the life of one of ours, y'all, where you at? Where all the shooters at then?
Right.
Now, the only thing that's happened to
right.
you, Donald Trump, is feel like you have been challenged because you feel like can't nobody tell you nothing or do anything. And because you feel like you have been challenged, you want to put a hit out on the feds. Like, really?
Right. Right, right, right. Like I said earlier, he's like the epitome of white supremacy. You know, it's going to be
right.
my way or no way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is all a joke. I'm just, I'm over him.
Oh, me too.
I'm
but what bothers me, though, is how they, you know, allowed that, you know, that's that privilege, you know, that we don't mm-hmm. have. Because, like I say, there is no way in hell that white supremacist America would have stood by while Barack Obama said, hey, yeah, go and kill FBI, go and, you know, do this and do that. Yeah, walk on down there to the White House and, you know, fuck, that nigga would have been in jail before he even finished the paragraphs good.
Okay, if he would have been labeled all kind of radicals and domestic terrorists and, oh, yeah, they would have had him dead to the right. So I don't understand what's going on with that, but.
Yeah, it is really amazing. Like I say, though, but, you know, every great nation, you know, that you ever read about throughout history has always fallen. You know, there's always one idiot that gains leadership that causes a nation to fall. But in the case of America, it is long overdue. And that's mm-hmm. just my opinion. And I'm like I said earlier, I'm enjoying watching the chickens come home to roost. You know, the crumbling of this society that, in my opinion, like I said earlier, was never great. You know, ain't nothing ever been great about this country. You know, now they will, what's crazy is they will support somebody like Donald Trump with the supremacy rhetoric, but then they don't want to own it. You know, it's like, oh, you see him right there on the camera, you know, applauding, nipping and laughing at all the little nigger jokes and little jokes and shit he be cracking, and but then they say, oh no, that ain't me right there.
Right.
But you see him right there on that camera, you know, and that's one thing I do.
And America doesn't have a race. And America doesn't have a problem with racism. They love to scream. They love to scream.
Oh, yeah.
America doesn't have a racist issue.
No, America is a country of drama. You know, if it ain't no drama, people not getting paid. You know, it's like the drama and the chaos is what keeps the money flowing. Keeps the wheels turning. You know. And that's why I say, you know, America is now paying the price, the karma, because now you have all these mass shootings happening. What, the other day, a dude ran up on the stage and stabbed that author, Solomon Rushdie, this guy ran up on the stage, stabbed him about like 12, the news report I heard said between 12 and 17 times. He's in still not out of the woods, but doing better. But, you know, like, I mean, it's just America, and America is not just here. America is global. White supremacy is global. You know, just like the situation we see in Russia with Brittany Griner, you know. It's global. You know, Russia don't give a damn about black people either. You remember when the Ukrainian thing started and they was kicking them African students off the trains that was trying to get out? You know, Ukrainians don't give a damn about black people. I saw posts where during the George Floyd trial, they had signs and shit in support of the cop, Chauvin. So Ukrainians, and that's another thing, why you see the influx, why America don't mind letting those who look like them, and especially with the same white supremacist mindset as them, they get a free pass. Yeah, come on in, and we'll give you the reparations that we supposed to be giving the black folks. We'll give you some land that we could give to them, but we not worried about them. See, and that's what's bothersome to me, you know, with this goddamn America.
And that's why I get
because
we have so much that we need to be doing to be so divided as a people. And now gender war is becoming so just huge and massive. And, like, it's just all dumb to me. It's like, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
going backwards instead of forwards.
Right. You know, you all this bickering over what black men should be doing or not doing and what. But I'm like, come on now.
Yeah, because we both know what we should be doing. We are not successfully not doing it collectively, you know. And, yeah, the gender war thing between the black male and the black female is really such a big
all the time. I'm like, look at this mess here. Instead of going on about whose fault it is. And like I said, the thing is, like, honestly, as a black woman, I noticed black women are becoming a big target. You know, it's like by everybody. And this group, this general men that want to go on and keep complaining about, well, black women are the reason why the black family is out of order, this, that, and the third. Like, I just so sick of seeing that. I'm like, okay, so if you feel that way, what are you as a man going to do about it? Listen, we just go get white women. Okay, well, go get you some white women and shut up worrying about what's going on in the black community. Do that.
Yeah, we have definitely got to be each other's support systems because, like I say, yeah, out here, we don't have no allies. Ain't nobody, you know, trying to link up with us. And we not even trying to link up with one another. And there are enough of us successful people out here where we, as a collective, shouldn't be hurting or having to ask anybody for anything that we need. All necessities should be covered, you know. And these are things that I'm saying now we need to really address because I'm seeing more and more of this shortage happening and supplies. I was talking to my queen earlier, and I was telling her, you know, we were just talking, and I was like, and I was even talking to my sister about this. I'm like, supplies and things are about to really, I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but become a little more scarce than are now.
Right.
Even more so because, you know, this shortage of truck drivers is not really correcting itself at a rate that will make a difference. You know, and that is causing other supply issues as far as getting supplies to people who distribute food and do all of that, you know. So it's really, like I was saying, when those days come, that's when we're going to see the worst of the worst, you know, and people are going to be more cutthroat, more dog-eat-dog, because it is going to be about breathing and not breathing. And everybody likes breathing.
Yep. Mm-mm.
Yeah, but it's definitely a lot of work that needs to be done. Like I say, I be in my fantasy mind, I'd be like, dang, what is it that, you know, needs to be said to motivate us? What really needs to happen to motivate us? Because, see, what we generally do, we get motivated. We don't get motivated until we have to get motivated. And some things require us, you know, to be a little more motivated beforehand, as opposed to waiting until whatever adverse situation may occur, you know. Like, you know, just simply being more proactive as opposed to reactive, you know. And that's something, I guess, too, that's really ingrained in us is being reactionary because we've never really been able to be pro-actionary. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh no, brother. It's a tough one to figure because it's a tough one to figure, and I don't think people are really, you know, you hear us saying it and you see it every time you walk in the store, but I don't think people are really taking lightly the situation with, you know, as far as things that are shortages and what's to come. I mean, it's hard to find basic stuff like peroxide. I went to like 4 stores. I'm like, okay, this is like, you know, little basic stuff that you can't find. And it's like, nobody, you walk in a Walmart for sure, the shelves are always empty. I'm like, people just not paying attention to this?
Yep.
They just don't care.
Exactly. Yeah, it is really going to become a situation of, like I say, survival of the fittest. America, like I say, is not so great. It is knocking on the door of being a third world country, you know, and you got the leeches, which are the elite, who are just really sucking the people dry and doing everything in their power, it seems, to make it harder and harder to just get, you know, basic necessities and just be able to even afford what's available, you know. And the less and less things are available, the more expensive they're going to become, you know.
Right.
And then that's going to drive some people to stealing, as opposed to, I ain't got no job, I can't afford that. And then the thing about it is, even with a job now, like I say, with the gas is kind of going back down a little bit, but it won't ever get back down to that 250, 270
right.
something that it was before this last jump. Just like, you know, when we end up paying 250 before that, and then the big jump, you know, and then it went back down and stayed at 250. And I say this time it'll probably be around the 350 mark. And then we'll be happy to pay that because it's not 450. The programming, you know. Oh, yeah, it done went down a whole dollar, but not thinking, damn, it used to only be 250, you know.
Right.
We still paying a dollar more, you know, but like I say, that's that programming and that subliminal stuff that we don't really pay attention to because we just think we're getting a deal now because it went down 30-some cents. You know, it shouldn't have never been $4 and $5 in the first place. Not with the situation that was happening, because America doesn't depend on Russia for oil. And not only that, if there really was an issue like that, America has a reserve supply that last I read would last up to about maybe 10 to 12 years, I think I read a few years back. So why not just to ease the pocket of reserve until shit get back right or whatever? You know, but then they put on this big act going to Saudi Arabia to do this and that, and that ain't going to, you know, just the acts that they do to make it seem as if they are truly doing something with
right.
people in mind.
Right. And we fall for it all the time.
Yeah. Every time. Yep. Every time we go around in that same circle.
But I think, to be honest with you, it's going to be the Trump crew that actually kick it off. Even though they're going to kick it off for the wrong reasons, it's going to be them to kick off the rebellion against it. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I sit back and everybody, look, everything has its purpose. You know what I'm saying? And even though it's going to be for the wrong reason, it's going to get the ball rolling on a lot of stuff. But I think in the same token, it's going to be so much going on by then. You're going to have so many different areas of rebellion. You know what I mean? And I don't know, that's when it's going to get real. But it's going to take them. It takes some fools to kick off, you know what I mean, what needs to be done. So,
No doubt.
Especially if he gets the chance to run again, which I know that's really all they're trying to do. They don't care about locking that man up. They really don't, regardless of what these Euro-Americans, the plain folks think, they don't want him in that office. So I feel like it's not even about convicting him no jail time. It's just really about getting him in a position where he can't run. But honestly, at this point, he still has his imbeciles, but so many of his old followers and people just Republican, period, because he's Republican and all the stuff that has been going on lately with all these different laws and changes, a lot of those Republicans are put out, and they screaming they wouldn't vote Republican again for nothing. And so, I mean, and that's what it's going to take. I don't think what they're doing is even going to stop him from running, and I think that's when it all going to blow up, because they're going to do whatever they can to keep him from in office, even if he runs. The election won't go fairly, I don't think, and I think that's what's going to jump it off. And they're not going to have any choice but to use the same force they like to use against us, even when it's not justified. You know what I'm saying? So I just sit back and watch. It ain't happening fast enough.
Open up. Right. I see this microphone open up his microphone. Yeah, because, I definitely can see, some violent times coming, because, you know, they have fought each other before for power and control, and that's, you know, their downfall. They always feel like they got to be in power and in control. So, I'm like you in that aspect, too. A lot of the shit will be taken care of amongst themselves, and all we should really be doing is getting ourselves ready to really self-sustain.
Because as usual, we're going to get crossed by it. It trips me out. Black people, stuff don't be having nothing to do with us, and we get thrown in the middle of it.
Yep. All right, brother. Welcome, brother. I got your mic open.
Hell, peace, everybody. How's everybody doing?
What's going on, brother?
Good.
I'm going to disagree with my sister for a minute, because we do have skin in the game. And that's the reason why they keep putting us in it. It's just that we don't realize the worth of our chip. We never have, because they keep changing the game and changing the rules on us. But we should be in the middle of it. We just shouldn't be where they're positioning us. And if we were self-sustaining, then we could pick where we stand in this fight rather than them try and dictate where we should be standing or to give us land to stand on. They don't want to give us no land to stand on. So really the first thing that we got to do is self-sustain. Nothing's going to help for us until we can self-sustain, because if you're going against – it was something that was said in that young man that was on Arsenio Hall that night. I don't know what happened to him either. We should be hearing him way more, and we don't hear him at all now. But when he was reading his little poem, he was saying something about, and to all of you activists, it is I who provide the lands and the seeds for your grassroots movements. So we can never forget where we're trying to have this fight at as well. So I really think we should act like we got skin in the game rather than trying to stand back and wait to see what's going to happen, because that's what's got us where we are, is standing back and waiting to see what's going to happen. You know, it's shit ain't going to change. My parents both were born in Mississippi. Mississippi is just as shitty as it now as it was 50 years ago, as it was 100 years ago. Can't change Mississippi. It's the way of thinking. You can build some new houses and some developments, put up a Starbucks and a dog park, but it don't change the hearts of the people that's there. And they start to feel like that's just there for them, not for us. We're there to keep it clean and maintain it, but we're not to enjoy it. It's not there for our enjoyment. When they talk that
so-called great America.
Well, when they talk that make America great again, when that idiot said it, that's because for a rich kid, millionaire kid in Queens, you know, coming up, America did have the view he had of America. He wasn't around no poor folks. None of his friends was going hungry at night. None of his friends was losing their place or out in the street or none of that. So the America he grew up in probably was great to him. You know, the fact that he would want to, you know, if it was so great, then that means that he was trying to put it back like he wanted it. That wasn't beneficial for us. It wasn't beneficial for a whole lot, white and black. So, you know, good question. When was America great? Never. But depending on where you're sitting at on that plane depends on how you look at it. And his view of it was that, yeah, it was really good then because, you know, men was men, women was women, and niggas knew their place. And the problem is now they feel like we don't know our place anymore. Problem is they don't know their place. We know ours.
Right.
They just never really knew theirs. And until we strengthen our position, they'll continue to keep playing these silly little games with us, and we'll keep playing along. Because we do have to kick some accountability up, and a lot of this shit is on us. We've adopted too many of their ways, their way of marriage, their way of death, their way of doing shit, and we act like that's a civilized plan when it's not. It's a capitalist plan. And it's designed to make them rich, keep us poor, in which is a form of bondage, and we're still in it. We shouldn't. They should not be trying to find out if they can let people sleep outside. They should be trying to find a way to get them inside. But they rather, like here in Albuquerque, they, you know, well, we're going to give you this slat of land, and you can police yourself and this and that. All this other shit, and I'm like, so basically you're saying it's okay to be homeless as long as we're homeless where you want us to be homeless at, which is out of the view of anyone trying to buy some shit.
Right, and we don't have to police you.
Right. You know, and I'm thinking, all right.
That leaves them vulnerable.
Because in the one here in Albuquerque, there's no men allowed on that one, only women and children.
See, yeah, that's not good. But this
you
is
know
America.
What I mean?
This goddamn America.
America, what America means in my language is, if your leg is broken, here's a Band-Aid. But that Band-Aid going to cost you a dollar. That's what America means to me.
Yeah, because I have been on a rant tonight just talking about the, you know, just the hypocrisy and just the whole facade of America being such a great place to come and, you know, land of prosperity and all this. And then just like I was saying, you know, we still participate. We still pay taxes. We still do all that stuff. And then they take our tax money and give it to the Ukrainians. Give them land and then give them our money.
We have skin in the game. That's why I say we have skin in the game, because a lot of the shit they do, they doing it with our pennies, with our dollars. That's our money. They take it before we even see it. They done put us in a position where we got to chase it whether we want it or not. You know? So that's why, you know, with all the respect for my sister, I disagreed on that one, because we do have skin in the game. The problem is we don't know our true worth ourselves. We're still trying to figure that part out, and they already have deemed us as worthless. So we're somewhere in between that shit. We just got to figure out where. But we do have skin in the game, and we need to bite their ass like we got skin in the game.
I guess in order to do that, we need to get our stuff together first. You know what I'm saying?
Say it again, sister. Say it again, sister. Say it one more time.
They said, we can't. You got to think about it, brother. Saying earlier how, you know, it's enough of us that are wealthy enough that we should have our own, but you got to realize these are the same ones that has been colonized mentally, like a mother. The chain's been off. You know what I mean? But their mind is set up like, shoot, I'm good. I ain't got nothing to do with them Negroes. You know what I mean? They
well,
in that
once,
place
the, once they have their mansion, they don't care about your shack.
Right. But they feel like, you know, shoot, they doing good in life. That's what I was thinking, brother. You said something about, I don't know if it was you or Brother Melvin, but whoever just said something about everybody comes up like this is a nation to be in. For other people, it is. I sat back and I've been paying attention the last couple weeks, and a lot of foreign black people that come here. I was just listening to a couple different podcasts, and they really, I don't know, like I said, how the world views us, even other black people from other nations. And this one particular guy sticking in my mind, he went on and talking about his parents came from Haiti and they had nothing and blah, blah, blah. They built a life and he just noticed American black people are so lazy. And like, where'd you get that from?
That was actually probably when he got here, he took a look around and, you know, decided to deem us like, trying basically judging us without knowing our struggle, even though we're well aware of theirs. They don't. When any of the islanders come here, from any of them, Jamaica, any of them, what they come seeing is an opportunity. Okay.
Right.
They see opportunities. They just assume that we sit around all day and we don't see those opportunities or we ignore them. And that's, no, we're not ignoring them. We already know that they're hollow. They're hollow offers.
Right.
They don't really fix nothing. Like, once again, the Band-Aid cost a dollar, and your leg is still broken.
Right.
Okay? See what I'm saying? So they, when they come over with that snap judgment, Africans do the same thing. And I'm thinking, you motherfuckers have allowed them to colonize you not only before we got stolen, but long after, up till the day. The first time I heard them motherfuckers tell Europe they couldn't come to the continent was during the coronavirus.
Right.
And that bothered me.
Right,
if I'd
yeah.
have had a nuke, I'd have blew them motherfuckers off the planet. Because, wait, that was your line in the sand? A fucking virus? Okay. So them's coming and stealing resources daily and taking people daily and killing those they didn't want to take. That ain't a problem. But the corona is what you're willing to shut the border down for? Okay. And it made me have to look at the fact that we are, what we American blacks need to look at is we're not American. We are black. We are not African anymore. We are of African descent, but we're not African anymore. We are a lost tribe that was allowed to stay lost, and even when they found us, they still didn't send a fucking canoe to get us or nothing. So I look at the fact. So if that's who's judging me, well, they can sit on a spear, or they can beat themselves in the head with a steel drum, or they can kiss my ass with pineapple, coconut, and rum lips. I don't give a fuck. They haven't really dealt with what we've had to deal with here. And while we're forced to know what they're going through, they don't care what we're going through here. So that's why they can easily just say, we don't care or we're lazy or whatever. No, there's no way any black person in America is lazy when you got to wake up and go to sleep with the same tension every fucking day, no matter whether you're, no matter what your status is. So what they're saying, I kind of have to push it off to the side because they're speaking from a different perspective. And while I don't want to shit on them in general, I am going to say this. For any of them standing back judging the American black, suck a dick.
And I don't, but my thing is, they seem very familiar. You know how long Africa has been at war with themselves? They've been reaching out and wanting help and wanting to make, and America never stands in to help them. So what I don't understand is how they don't view that as a example of what American blacks deal with. You know what I mean? They don't,
because they distance themselves from our struggle, sis. They don't see their struggle as our struggle. We're told that we need to see their struggle as ours, and we try to. But we have our own struggle, and none of those groups have come trying to fix shit here.
No.
Not one of them. How many of them have declared, how many African countries declared war on the West for their crimes against Africa and its people? I'll wait.
No.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So that means if you're not against it, you're with it. you're with it. And we were the result of it. That's why when that fucking idiot Umar Johnson, oh, we need to take care of Africa. No, motherfucker, you're trying to get to Africa so that way nobody can find out what you didn't do with that money.
Yeah, right on.
Because personally, I have no reason to build a school in Africa when there's people here that need schooling here. And LeBron James
exactly.
got a school going with graduates while you're still trying to collect donations. And you've been
now
at the game way longer than LeBron. Huh?
Yeah. I said, and now you don't even hear from Umar.
Well, that's because now he can go ahead and, since we didn't put his ass on blast, now he can go hang out at the strip club like he really wanted to.
Right.
With other people's money.
Yeah, exactly.
And think about who he took that money from. Single moms who just wanted their sons to have a place where they could get some man training.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That. Playing
so
on
he dangled
them,
something
them,
necessary
them
over their head, took their money, and walked away and left them there with their kid still lost in the forest.
Yep.
When he got caught, he blamed the stripper. He didn't blame him. He blamed the stripper. So, you know, that's the type of shit when these are the ones that are presented to the world as our leaders. That's why they look at us as being silly as fuck. Because
to read the sheet ain't no better. Exactly. Yeah, we really, at this particular point in juncture, don't have any type of leadership because Al Sharpton ain't it.
He never
and
was.
My lawyer's married and the other
they're,
one.
They're lawyers. They're in it for the money. If they ain't doing shit for free. Nothing for free.
Exactly. They ain't no leaders either. They just chasing ambitions. They just making paydays, you know, because
it's
really people out here that could use that legal representation that's innocent as fuck, but they ain't trying to help
right.
them because it ain't no payday.
Not at all.
Ain't no payday in
not
that.
Not at all.
That's where
not
we
at
fail.
All. My mother got injured in a nursing home. And had a baseball-sized hole in her back. You both have seen the picture. Mm. All right?
Yeah.
When I called injury lawyers, they all listened nicely. And then at the end, referred me to somebody else because they couldn't help. Yet, commercials was coming on, and they, you know, personal injury, hurt, call Bert, and all this other bullshit, right? Okay. But that's because they are ambulance chasers. That's the easier case to win. They'd rather fight that one. They don't want no case that's actually going to make a real difference or that they might have to actually find out if they got the bones to be lawyers or not. Right.
Exactly. Yep.
Hell, I can win an injury case, and I don't have no legal training. And I can win an injury case. Somebody got hit on a motorcycle? Yeah, I can help them. I can paralegal them through that shit. They can get it theyself. Fuck a lawyer. You ain't got to give them no money.
Right.
You know, that's why I'm like, we have to get to where we have all of that within our community and that it's accessible to us.
Okay.
We have it, we just it's not accessible to us. You got to have money to talk to Ben Crump. You need money to have them help you.
Right.
NAACP, they might call you back. They might not. It depends on if it's a newsworthy case. If the shit that matters to them ain't the same thing that matters to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
we just want justice, and they just want money
right.
and fame. And that's, you know, and we're losing
that's right.
because
that's...
we're not getting no justice, but they are getting more money and more fame.
Yep, and the more money and more fame they get, the worse and worse the treatment get. So, yeah, it's a never-ending damn cycle, and that's why I said, yeah, tonight is just that night. I'm just going to talk about goddamn America and how great it ain't because ain't nothing great about it.
If I had my way, I would come back to this planet as the predator. But I would bring a whole bunch of predators with me. and all of the governments would be where we would start. Because until we get them fuckers out of the way, this shit going to keep staying fucked up. When I look at Congress, Congress look like a box of fucking Q-tips.
Uh-huh.
I don't see nothing but white hair. And I'm sick of that.
Representative of us.
Yeah, it doesn't. They say I don't want them deciding my fate. It's because of them that people is in the street now. It's because of, you know.
They life almost done. They hitting that lifespan mark, and they up here trying to ruin ours. You almost
well,
done.
For all the evil these motherfuckers have perpetrated on the planet from them seats, I'm surprised they got to live that long in the first goddamn place. But when you got protection and you got all of this security, then, yeah, I guess you can live a long time. I'm wondering how I made it this long with no protection, with no security, with no safety nets, no nothing, and yet I'm still here. And that's with them throwing rocks, spears, bullets, and everything else they can at me. And I'm still here. I'd rather have somebody like me, a regular person who goes to work every day and does shit like that, being my representative, than some rich guy who got richer while he was in there. How does he represent me?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even get a sit down with this motherfucker, okay? I can't sit down and talk with him. I can't tell him what I'm going through. I can't say, hey, man, you know what I mean?
Shit.
Because he doesn't know what the fuck I mean because he ain't been through that. He ain't never had to stand at a church to get a box. He ain't never had to sign up for EBT. He ain't never had to go and ask people to help pay the rent. So he don't know what I've dealt with.
Right.
So he can't represent me. So, you know, and what's that silly shit that they like to say in America, taxation without representation? That's what the hell we've been dealing with since they got here.
I said that earlier.
If you didn't want to be a slave no more in America, all you had to do was buy your way out. Now, if I'm a slave, how the hell can I buy my way out of freedom? By working twice as hard for you and giving you everything I acquire from that extra work. And then some years down the line, kind of like a bottom bitch and a pimp, you decide to let me go because you've earned so much money off of me that now you can let me go.
If I'm still alive.
And even then, being free in the 1860s as a black person, you still wasn't free. Depending on what group of white people you ran into, you might either be allowed to continue your travel, or you could be captured and sent right back into slavery again to start the process all over. Because it ain't like they was going to take your word for it that you were free. I mean,
fuck
you are
your papers.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
We seen the
papers
in the 80s in South Africa where they was fucking with them kids for them papers. That's why I love the Soweto Uprising. Things like that, because there's a point where you say, you know what? Enough's enough. And I just feel
like
the American black has not reached that point yet in spite of everything we've been through.
We've been, true. Well said, because, we have definitely been through enough to reach that point several times.
Thank you.
Right, that's what I'm saying. When do we reach that point? But, like, as the black, I'm telling you, we are so satisfied with the bare minimum that it makes no sense. And we've adopted their.
Wow.
Now, even though we weren't born in Africa, we were born in this nation. When you think about our ancestors, and they were always a community-based people. You get what I'm saying? If this everybody in the village is going to eat tonight. My hut not about to eat, and Kev over there hungry. And that's not how they go. But that's again, we've adopted their mind. It's so like
we
I said,
do
as
it
long
here
as
every day.
Right, every day because we've adopted their mindset.
Yeah, it makes it easy for us to look at someone in need and keep walking. And see, that's not the type of person that I want to be. I don't want to be that kind of person ever. That's why, to me, acknowledging someone, even if I can't do nothing for them, is worth it, because I don't want them thinking that, like, I felt invisible out here. I felt like
right.
nobody
Man,
could see
yeah.
me, you know? And y'all have
right,
felt it.
Right.
Others have felt it, you know? And I mean, and I look at how a homeless person, when I'll say, hey, are you all right? Yeah, thanks for asking. And they fine. Whatever they doing, they doing. Whatever they good. But just the fact that somebody noticed them, because there's a whole day of people who act like they don't see them.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they don't want to engage them, don't want to give them anything, you know. Just about like 3 weeks ago, I was at a gas station, and it was one of them 100-some-degree days, and I actually mm-hmm. went and got, because I really don't like to carry cash, but I went to the ATM and got some cash and just walked over to that guy, gave it to him, said, God bless, and, you know, he was like, man, thank you, brother, thank you, because I know that for him is like a $100 bill, you know.
Well, the thing is people trip about what they're going to spend it on. And I'm like, well, it's up to them what they spend
yeah,
it on.
Yeah, and that's none of my business. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if he went and bought a rock and smoked it, okay. You know, I'm glad
it's
I didn't
business.
See it, because if I saw it, you can't never get another nickel from me. But, you
right.
know, I like to think they're doing the right thing with it. But, you know, the thing is that if there was truly opportunities, this land of milk and honey shit that they talk about, then there wouldn't be no reason for us to have 40 million plus homeless people in this country when
exactly.
we shouldn't have more than
exactly.
a million. We shouldn't have more than a million homeless people. And right now, shit, we got at least 6 million homeless veterans out there.
Right.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
They fought for the
yeah.
country.
And that's what's the, yeah. That's another
that's
jacked up, yeah, this goddamn America, yeah.
But what is
like
these,
I said, don't take care of people, though.
Say? Each candidate says they love the vets. Both parties claim
yep.
they love the vets, yet both parties have worked
yep.
together, in my opinion, to make sure that the vets got to still ask for shit that they should be given, because they took
right.
an oath to go fight your fucking war. They don't have no issue with them. You do.
Yep, right. exactly. Yep.
But you got us
Man,
over there
yep.
fighting the
Another
war.
Good
when
point.
Come back, you looking for ways to make it hard for us to get our health benefits. You know what they did to all of them people who took part in the lawsuit to get that money from the Veterans Administration? Made it to where if they took the settlement, then they could get no more medical help. They could get no more veterans benefits if they took the money from the settlement.
Well,
so this is
damn.
Saying basically, we know we were wrong. How dare you call us on our shit? All
right,
you got us. Here's some money. But I hope it's enough to cover everything you're going to need, considering how much Agent Orange we sprayed on you in Vietnam and how much chemical shit we did to you in Iraq both times and Afghanistan and all of that other shit, okay? They don't give
yeah,
a fuck.
Yeah, they're talking
they
about
mean.
How them burn
take...
pits.
Yeah, well, that's something else there. That's a whole other thing
yep.
there. I don't even think most people know what the burn pits were.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
My
think
brother
most
used to talk
people
about
know
him.
What
yeah.
that was.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But whatever it is, be it bodies, metal, whatever, it's toxic smoke and you're sitting there forced to breathe.
And waste.
It.
Exactly. It'd be waste and all kind of, yeah, just basically trash.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Ain't no generals over there burning shit.
Mm-mm.
Nobody that matters is over there. They put the grunts over there.
Yep.
You know, so
and
they
private.
Don't show that they don't care
yep.
about nothing. So I don't expect them to care
yep.
about me because, hell, I watch how they treat their own.
Right.
No doubt. No doubt. Yep. That's why I say, yeah, this tonight is just the night, because, you know, the conversation we had earlier, and I was just like, you know what, I think I'm just going to put my boots on and stomp on this goddamn America tonight. Just the no good, the non-great country that it is.
Yeah, I kind of want to predator their ass and start punching my nuclear device while I'm laughing at their ass, knowing that I can wipe them all out in one shot. You know?
It's really,
I've gotten past the color part of it. If you're working with, I heard Tim Scott, that black senator from South Carolina, talking about how they've been shitting on Trump for 6 years. And I thought about how Facebook protected him when you know, they had them pictures of him up there with them buck-ass teeth looking like motherfucking Mushmouth from the Cosby Kids. And how they, you know,
right,
making people, you know, take it down. I still got them pictures in my shit because I thought it was funny. I'm like, look, man, you know, if you're going to be a coon, be a coon. All your people know you a coon.
Right.
He did
you
look
know,
like home
you
much
ain't
now, though.
Don't nobody see you as a strong black man except them white boys that you've been fucking with, and that's because you're the only nigga they allow to hang out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
you know? So
yeah,
don't
that's, that one, that's that one black friend.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't the black friend they need. They need a friend like me because
right,
I tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, all you racist motherfuckers, I want y'all to know I'm your best friend because I will tell you about your stinking ass all day with love.
Nothing
yep,
but love.
Mm-hmm. Nothing but.
Oh, shoot. Dang, I got but about 3 minutes. Y'all want to say something in closing?
Fuck America. I'm done.
I agree. Goddamn America.
Well.
Sister, yeah.
See, look at that. I covered it for all of y'all right then, huh? So how do you, like Michael Jackson, how do you go on after that, right?
Well, yeah. All right, man. It's been, I appreciate your sister Kim, brother Kevin calling in. Appreciate those that called in and just listened. All those that listened online. Been a good show, some good dialogue. Just, you know, in closing, I'm just going to keep it simple and keep it short. You know, America got a lot of work to do. It ain't never been perfect. It ain't never been great. And in order to be great, you have to be understanding. In order to be great, you have to not only display leadership qualities, you got to be a true leader. And you have to be inclusive of all people, all righteous-minded people, all people of integrity, and you cannot be an unrighteous being and feel as if you're going to still reap righteous rewards. So, America, check yourself. That's all I'm going to say. You know, and like I always say in closing, let's plan, let's organize, let's unify. Oh, and I didn't even say at this show, let me throw this in, because we need each other, and we all have a key. Appreciate y'all. This has been the Panther Party Radio Network. This has been The Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. Be back next week with another show. Once again, appreciate you all for listening online and for calling in, contributing, keeping the dialogue going, Sister Kim, Brother Kevin. Peace, power, and love. I'm out.
Peace. Homie, I hope you see the big picture, because everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, because ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.
Policy. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity, that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Plan used to rally downtown in my city, and you wonder why the race relationship so shitty? Show no pity, that's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city, it's all over the TV. Martin Luther King, I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit, but the timing show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame, and never take no wooden nickels when they all change. I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
they a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the tech nine and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches, but why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick, but it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Breeze told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunnin'. Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.